You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
I want to show you today how to obtain an Idaho dealer's license. And Idaho is a great state to have a dealership in. Idaho's growing. A lot of vehicles are being sold. Great dealer auctions in the state. And I want to cover those steps right now because there's not a lot of information on how to obtain an Idaho dealer's license. First of all, you've got to have a location for your license. This is not even negotiable. So you need to have a building that meets local zoning. So when you're finding a location, the first thing you want to do before you sign on a lease or anything like that, you've got to make sure that it meets local zoning because the state of Idaho is very clear. The building that you're using for an Idaho dealer's license must meet local zoning. So you can contact the city that the building that you're looking at is in or the county, ask for planning and zoning, and then make sure and let them know the address of that building because it must be zoned correctly. So they're either going to tell you, yes, you can have a dealer's license at that building, at that location, or no, you may absolutely not. So you have to meet local zoning. And you've also got to make sure that you do have a display area. So the display area has to be the same address as your building. And they want to make sure that you have space for at least five vehicles. You got to have space for at least five vehicles, and they want that area to be adjacent to the dealership office. It's got to be owned or leased by you. And they also want to make sure that it's separate from any other type of business property or neighboring businesses, customer parking. So the state of Idaho wants to make sure that you've never got a neighboring business that has a customer park one of their vehicles on your lot, okay? So the vehicles that are on your lot, they need to be in your possession. So that's why you want to make sure that you do keep that location, the parking separated from any other type of neighboring businesses, customer parking.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
And I also want you to be aware, you're going to have to obtain insurance and a bond, just like any other state. So the insurance required is going to require that you have a minimum liability policy. And those limits need to be $25,000, $50,000, $15,000. Any insurance agent's going to know what I'm talking about there. Minimum coverage amount is $25,000 bodily injury, $50,000 bodily to two persons, and $15,000 property damage. So tell your insurance agent that you need a $25,000, $50,000, $15,000 policy. And even though sometimes they call it garage insurance, you don't have to have a garage in order to have that dealer's license. But you have to get that insurance. You're also going to need to become bonded, okay? And so the state of Idaho, like all other states, requires you obtain a dealer surety bond before you can get your license. And there are three different levels of bonds in the state of Idaho. So first of all, if you're going to be a retail dealer, you've got to get a $20,000 dealer surety bond. If you're going to be a wholesale only and only selling to other licensed dealers, then you've got to get a $40,000 bond. And if you're only going to be selling, say, for example, motorcycles or ATVs, you've only got to get a $10,000 bond. And my name is Dallas Johnson. You know, we don't accept any type of advertising, but I am a licensed insurance agent, and I'm licensed to sell bonds in the state of Idaho. So if you want to go to our website, dealerslicense.com, click on bonds, scroll down to Idaho, and I will be able to shoot your bond off to about 30 different carriers dependent upon your credit score. So, you know, if you've got horrendous credit, I'll be able to hopefully get you the best bond possible. And if you've got exceptional credit, I'm hoping to get you the best bond quote possible as well. Dealerslicense.com, click on bonds, scroll down to Idaho. Now, it's a real good idea. In fact, the Idaho Transportation Division recommends that you do contact them and make sure the name that you want to use for your dealership is not already being used. And you can call them at 208-334-8681. Did you get all that? 208-338-8681. And that's the dealer team for the Idaho Department of Transportation. They would like you to give them a quick call and just let them know, hey, I'm getting ready to start my dealership. I want to make sure this name is okay. And they'll look it up and they'll either say, yes, you can use that, or no, you absolutely cannot. So the next couple of things I want to talk to you about is how to get your seller's permit number and your employer identification number.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
The state of Idaho requires you to obtain a seller permit and an employer identification number before you can apply for your license. So the seller permit is going to allow you to legally charge sales tax on the motor vehicles that you're selling. So when you get your Idaho dealer's license, you're going to be able to collect sales tax. But in order to do that, you've got to have an Idaho seller permit number, okay? And you can actually get those at the Idaho Tax Commission. There's a link to it on our website there. You can call them, 208-334-7660. Did you get that? All these are on the website as well. 208-334-1660. And all this information is at dealerslicense.com. To get your sales permit number will allow you to charge sales tax. And when you sell a vehicle, you're basically going to crunch the vehicle's VIN and the price into a software program. It's going to figure up what sales tax to charge for Idaho residents. And if you're selling a vehicle to someone out of the state, you're not going to be collecting sales tax on those. But for the state of Idaho, you're going to collect sales tax. So that's your seller permit number. But the state of Idaho also requires that you obtain your employer identification number, and this is a federal number that you're going to need to obtain from the IRS. And we've got a link on the website at dealerslicense.com that shows you how to do this for free. There are companies out there, I know for a fact, that will charge you $600 to get your federal employment number. And if you go to the dealerslicense.com website, click on Get Licensed and click on Idaho, and there's a link right there that'll show you exactly how to get that employer identification number for free on the IRS website, about five clicks of the mouse. So if you want to go pay somebody $600 to do that, you can do that, or go to dealerslicense.com, click on Get Licensed, then Idaho, and you'll find those instructions free of charge. And, you know, the employer identification number is just showing the state of Idaho that you are willing and prepared to pay taxes on your new income, because I predict when you get your Idaho dealer's license, your income is going to go up. And many persons that get dealer's licenses see their incomes rise dramatically. And I guarantee you the federal government's going to win a little bit of that action at tax time the following year. So you want to make sure that you've got that number. The state does require this because you have to show the state of Idaho that you are prepared and willing to pay taxes on those brand new, newly found income that you're going to be receiving here very soon.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
On a side note, I want you to be aware, when you are applying for your license, if you're applying for a retail license or a motorcycle license, $300 of that payment goes to the Idaho Consumer Asset Recovery Fund. They call that ICAR. Okay, so now, one thing about it, once you've operated for at least 3 consecutive years without any lapses or claims against the vehicle dealer bond or judgments against him through the ICAR fund, you have the option to operate without that ICAR fund. Okay, so the ICAR fund's fees are subject to annual evaluation. That fee can change at any time, so I definitely want you to be aware of that. There's an additional fee that is required there. Now, as you're getting ready to apply for your license, really one of the final steps is to take your dealer educational course. So the state of Idaho, like just about every other state now, requires that you do obtain, that you complete some training before you can actually get your license, because this tends to be a very high profit industry, and all high profit industries tend to have training involved. If you want to get a real estate license, you can make a lot of money with that. So you have to take training before you can get a real estate license. If you want to get a securities license, sell stocks and bonds, you can make a lot of money there. And you don't have to take training for that. So I'm pretty confident that when you get your dealer's license, your income's going to increase dramatically. And so you have to take the 8-hour class. So the state does require an 8-hour pre-licensing class, and I want you to be fully aware that once you get your license, you're going to be required to take 4 hours of annual education as well. Now, right now, there are only, to my knowledge, there are only two companies that can get you your training right now. You can get contact the Idaho State Independent Automobile Dealers Association at 208-463-7709. Once again, that's Idaho State Independent Automobile Dealer Association, 208-463-7709, and they are at theassociationid.com. That is theassociationid.com. You can also call Independent Training Services at 208-557-4066, and that's online at idahodealereducation.com. I do believe you can take that course online, so I definitely want you to be aware of that. And now I want to talk about the final step that you're going to complete before you apply for your Idaho dealer's license.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
You are going to need to complete a form, and this is basically the state's dealer license application form, and it is a requirement basically to let the state know whether or not you've got any type of criminal history. And the reason for this, you know, the state wants to make sure that they're not giving a dealer's license to somebody that was managing some auto theft ring or something like that. So this form is called IDT-3171, and I've got a link to that on the dealerslicense.com website. So it needs to be completed for each person whose name is on the license, and later on, you will actually be required to complete this every time you're hiring, say, for example, a salesperson. So this is called the Personal History and Salesman Application. It's IDT-3171.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
Hey, I hope you found this information beneficial. And once again, my name is Dallas Johnson. I do the Dealer Training Podcast, and this is the Idaho Dealer Training Podcast. You know, I hope that you do consider getting your dealer's license. The state of Idaho is growing by leaps and bounds. The economy is very strong. And I strongly encourage you to consider getting your Idaho dealer's license. You know, as I've stated before, we don't accept any type of advertising, but I am licensed. I'm a licensed insurance agent. I can assist you with your Idaho dealer surety bond. I am licensed in the state of Idaho to sell dealer surety bonds. And hopefully I can help you find the best price of that. I can take that your credit and basically find a dealer bond, because I'll send that off to 30 different carriers dependent upon your credit score. So if you've got great credit, I should be able to get you a real good price on a bond. If you've got horrendous credit, then I should be able to get you a reasonable price on a bond. If your credit is okay, I should be able to get you a real reasonable price on a bond. So you can go to dealerslicense.com, click on bonds, and then scroll down and click Idaho. Thank you very much. I really hope that you have found this podcast beneficial. Once again, my name is Dallas Johnson, and you can go to my website, Dealer's License. I get my names mixed up all the time, and I record all my podcasts in one go. There's no post-editing, so that's why I always just leave all the mistakes right in there. But I want to wish you the very best of luck with your business, and go to dealerslicense.com if there's any other assistance we can give you. Thank you very much, and I want to wish you the very best of luck with the operation of your new business.